Well, the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama is excited about a new approach to wildlife habitat restoration with their Working Lands for Wildlife Initiative through the Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program. Alabama NRCS Assistant State Conservationist Steve Musser says they have $4 million this year to assist with the gopher tortoise habitat.
That is a, of course, as many of you already may know, this is a land tortoise that spends most of its time underground. It takes an open pine stand area with low-growing vegetation to provide food for it. So we're offering incentives out there for landowners to improve the habitat for the gopher tortoise.
Musser says the gopher tortoise is considered at risk since it's currently listed as a candidate species.
And we feel like if we can improve habitat enough and the gopher tortoise establish their range that they're really prominent in landowners, in the process, we're educating landowners on what they can do to protect them, because most landowners don't have any desire to harm any species. And so what can they do to protect them? And hopefully this will eventually result in them never being listed as threatened and endangered.
The program is available throughout the Southeast, but for Alabama, is mainly focused on the southern part of the state. For more info, visit with your local NRCS field office or log on to al.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.